Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Good morning. Oh, happy day. We have made it another day. It's Tuesday. It's also Turf Tuesday. Turf. T-E-R-F. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? It means trans-exclusionary radical feminist. This is a term that the trans community gave people like J.K. Rowling, Kelly J. Keen, women who are against wanting men in women's spaces, who are against men dressing up in women face in dresses to try to pretend to be women. They have given women like us that kind of name. So I'm happy to be a TERF. I should put it in my bio. Anyway, when I say it's TERF Tuesday, it means that Kelly J. Keen will be on a live video stream today, later this morning. It's after Pat Gray. It's like somewhere between 8 and 11, maybe. Somewhere around in there, Central Time. But if you go to Twitter, she usually is up there on the top of the Twitter feed. It'll stream to Twitter. It'll stream to YouTube. I catch her on YouTube, believe it or not. I cannot believe how she is on YouTube with her talk, the way she talks. Because you know how YouTube is. So you can catch her live. Of course, it'll be recorded. You can catch it later. But I highly suggest you tune in. Go to her channel and subscribe and turn on the notifications so you can be notified when that happens. All right, so let's see. First up on the X-File, I put a couple of stories out here on my X-File. Appeals judges say states must pay for sex change surgeries. This is from the Daily Mail. And West Virginia's AG, Attorney General, vows to take fight to the Supreme Court. An appeals court has ruled that states' health care plans must pay for sex change procedures, a first-in-the-nation decision that looks destined for the Supreme Court. Judge Roger Gregory, a Bill Clinton appointee, wrote in the majority opinion that the coverage exclusions facially discriminate on the basis of sex and gender identity. West Virginia's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey said he would appeal the ruling. Good for him. There is no justification for publicly funding these interventions, which lack quality evidence and cause harm, the group said. I'm skipping over some paragraphs here. Because the way the Daily Mail has their articles laid out, it's a little confusing. I'm used to the New York Post articles. I'm getting used to the Daily Mail and the way they lay out their articles. So forgive me if I stumble a little bit. A spokesperson for the North Carolina State Treasurer, Dale Falwell, who oversees the state's health plan, said the agency was reviewing the decision. Okay, blah, 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 blah. You can go finish reading that if you would like. If you're interested, which I hope you are. I hope you are interested. I don't want to be the only one out here, you know, flailing and carrying on about this. I don't want to flail, for one thing. I would rather. Okay, the next one up is, do you guys remember Pat Gray highlighted it, I think, on his show? 5 West Virginia middle school students, athletes banned from future competitions. Again, from the Daily Mail. Do you remember the shot putting event? I think it was in West Virginia for this middle school. The girls, they would get up there on the, whatever you call the pad thing for the shot put. They would get up there and then they would step off. And it's all because of a boy wanting to pretend that he's a girl to be in this event. And the girls refused to play. Remember, everybody said if the girls would just refuse to play, then this would go away. Well, guess what? They're being punished. All right, so fury after five West Virginia middle school students who protested a trans athlete's participation are banned from future competitions as state's attorney general fights for their freedom of speech. At least the attorney general is trying to step up and do the right thing for them at West Virginia. This happened in another state. Was it Virginia, New Hampshire, somewhere up in there? I think it was, it was girls softball, volleyball, something like that. And they refused to play against another team that had a male student on their team. And they were also banned from future competitions, not just the girls' team, but the whole school, all of the sports, football, everything. I believe they were banned from any kind of future competition. That is some effed up stuff right there. So five West Virginia middle school students who protested a trans athlete's participation, a boy trying to compete against girls, in a shot put competition have been banned from future competitions. Then they list the names. So five girls from Lincoln Middle School stepped up to the circle for their turn, then refused to throw the ball. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey has filed a lawsuit against the Harrison County Board of Education on the students' behalf after they were banned from future events. Good for him. I will do everything in my power to defend these brave young girls. This is just wrong. Yes, it is. We must stand for what's right and oppose those radical trans policies. Yes, sir. Thank you. Finally, I hate that they're banned from future competitions, but good for them for doing it. Middle school, people. Middle school. Not high school, not college. All right, the Attorney General posted his tweet in response to women's rights activist and former college swimmer Riley Gaines, who has stood by female athletes who have refused to compete against transgender athletes, boy athletes trying to play girl. These girls stood up for what they believed, and their coach barred them from competing insane. Wait, let me read that again. These girls stood up for what they believed, and their coach barred them from competing. Insane, Gaines said. It's dangerous to teach young girls to ignore the threats their eyes and ears are warning them of. How do some call this progress? That's what I would like to know too, Riley Gaines. I need Riley Gaines to be out there more and more speaking up. I wish that she would do what Kelly J. Keene is doing and do a video thing every day, mocking these boys trying to be girls. So yeah, you can go finish reading that. That's a really good read. I suggest you do that. That's all I'm going to do for now. I'll go read a couple of, I did put out some other stories. I'll read the headlines for you, but I'm not going to go into reading it. So the next one is New Federal Transgender Rules Place Women's Workplace Rights Under Attack, EEOC Commissioner Charges. That's from Fox News. Highly recommend that one. The next one is Republican-led states sue to block Biden protections for transgender students. That's from Reuters. And one more. Federal judges, West Virginia, North Carolina's transgender care policies discriminate, from AP News. So you can go finish reading all of that. What is going on with these colleges? Oh my gosh. These are not student protests. They're not. And you know it. I know it. These are paid people going in there to terrorize Jewish and Israel students. They are terrorists. Okay? That's what they are. And they're paid. Probably George Soros, of course. But they're not student protests. They're not student protests like from back in the day when student protests really actually meant something. This is not a student protest. And I wish that we would stop calling it student protest, because it's not. It's terrorism. It is terrorism. It's not pro-Hamas. I mean, it is pro-Hamas, but we need to call it what it really is. Anti-Jewish. Jewish-hating people. People who want to eradicate the Jews again. That's what it is. Call it what it is. Stop pussyfooting around and saying this and saying that and making it sound, you know, student protest. No, fuck that. I'm sick of it. All right. I'm sorry. I've gone off here. Question of the day. I may have asked this one already, but what is your favorite time of the day? Mine is at night when we are retiring for the day and we're sitting up in bed and watching Bob Newhart, the one with the inn in Vermont. I love that time of the day. That's my favorite time of the day with the gent, winding down, sitting in bed, watching Newhart. Okay. I am toying or thinking about bringing Ask Carol Anything back. What do you think? Would you like that? And if I do, would you want it once a week or once a month? So if I do it once a month, I would want to do it on a day that I can remember when it's going to happen. So that would be the first of the month, which is tomorrow. So let's try it. Let's shoot for it for tomorrow. I'll put some tweets out there to remind people to ask me anything. We'll see how it goes. If not, then we might do it every... I don't know if I want to do it once a month or once a week. I don't know. Maybe once a month. I think once a month would be fine. I feel like once a week was too much because actually it seemed like the week went by really fast because the next thing you know, it's like, oh my God, it's Friday. I forgot to put the question out there, you know. So I think once a month would be better. And so if you want to ask me anything, submit it to me on Twitter. I will save it and I will answer it for tomorrow. I'll put a tweet out there though. So maybe you can put it under that specific tweet. I'm rambling. It's raining here today too. Hopefully it's going to clear up. Okay. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you for putting up with me my little rants. Thank you. And thank you for sharing it on Twitter. Thank you so much. I appreciate that a lot for sharing my stuff. Okay, gotta go.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy!